Edge Dwellers. Someone's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. Les Brown. A couple of days after my mum died, I had a horrendous migraine. It was part of a healing reaction. As I lay in the darkness, clutching my head and stomach, I had a realisation. If I continue to feel disapproved of, it's on me now. I will be choosing to carry that energy. The source has gone. Despite that, I have managed to continue feeling disapproved of, especially over the last 2 years. However, I am done with that now. The time for playing small and shrinking from disapproval is over. I accept that I am an edge dweller. Edge dwellers explore the non-mainstream. We go where others fear to tread. What we find out often makes people feel uncomfortable, hence the level of disapproval projected our way. The things we learn about, train in, and share are often challenging. They ruffle feathers and disturb the equilibrium. This is a good thing. Let me explain using trees as an example. The great standing ones are wonderful teachers, and we would do well to heed their guidance more. In life, most people make up the trunk. They prefer to stay safely in the middle, never daring to venture far. Then there are those like me who travel along the branches, where we explore more controversial and centre-challenging concepts. We move towards the edges. During the past 2 years, much of what we have found out has been labelled as conspiracy. This disapproving label is designed to close down our message and diminish what we say. No matter, this is my territory. I own it. There are those who venture even further, who go right to the twig ends, way out amongst the leaves. They have the toughest time of all, often written off as completely insane. In the past, I've heard things they say and balked. However, sometimes their message rang a little bell inside, and I felt compelled to follow its call. 24 years ago, I had such an experience. It led to choosing not to vaccinate my children at all, or myself, ever again. Oh boy, did that open a can of worms. Talk about disapproval. It's amazing how people who have never bothered to explore for themselves, who swallowed whole what they were told, can be so disapproving and judgmental, but they are. Those in the trunk cannot bear the discomfort of dissonance. They will do almost anything to shut the edge dwellers up, including forgetting they are humans, human beings entitled to their own informed opinions. The trunk, on the whole, are less well informed. They don't need to be, as they usually take their lead from whatever authority is seemingly in charge. They are given just enough information to think they know, but it is controlled and managed to ensure compliance, especially now. The thing is, just like a tree, we collectively need the flow of information from the edges to the centre and vice versa. The ecosystem of the standing ones is complex and diverse, relying on streams of energy, nutrients, water, insects and other plant life in order to flourish. Without this dance of interbeing, the tree would die. I explored this interconnectedness of life in a series of blogs a few years ago. It's the same for us. Without the edge dwellers, we would be in trouble. We need these new ideas, concepts and ways of seeing the world, because they help us to adapt, survive and evolve. A few years ago, I had an interesting conversation with a Church of Scotland minister. We discussed the impact of falling congregation numbers, given that they were used to being at the centre of most communities, aka the trunk. He said a very interesting thing. When you are in the middle, you are to some extent trapped. You have to maintain the status quo. You are the thing everyone relies on. So moving away from that position is potentially a good thing. It allows us to explore the edges more. Ba-boom. I am an edge dweller. It feels like it is in my DNA, not handed down from my disapproving mother or dictatorial dad, rather created as an epigenetic response to that environment. They wanted me to do as I was told, no questions asked. Why can't you just do as you're told, Mary? Why do you always have to be so difficult? What they got was me, a child who asked why from the get-go and never stopped. Instinct and gut reactions made me question what was delivered as truth. It made me want to find out more, to explore what lay beyond, behind, and beneath the surface of things. So disapproval? Well, it's a hazard of the job. To be an edge dweller means you will encounter resistance. It makes the trunk feel unsafe to have their norm challenged. There is reliability in the trunk. It serves the system by offering structure, stability, and strength. That is a good thing. However, this central structure depends on the branches, twigs, and leaves in order to survive. These parts bring vital life force, energy, and nutrients from the edge to the centre. Sadly, during this time on our planet, that flow of information has been tampered with. Our tree is diseased. We have an illness spreading from the inside out. The disease is fear. It has taken over the cells of the trunk and led them to believe they will only survive one way. This desperation of end-stage capitalism has hijacked a situation to corral us all into their final solution. Disguised as necessary to stop the spread of coronavirus or indeed climate change, this economic plan wants to scoop us all up into a digital dystopia where our every move will be controlled. There is no room for edge dwellers. They are a threat to society and must be labelled as dangerous. If we allow this, it will destroy life as we know it. Massive psychological games have been played with the centre. Censorship activated to prevent them hearing what the edge has to say. Many are not even aware this is going on. Manipulated by government, misinformation and media distortions, they have been herded towards a centre ground where only the virus fear can be heard. They are being denied vital information, which could be life-saving. Edge dwellers have been watching this all unfold. Many of us have tried to speak out, mostly in vain. The trunk is trapped, currently funneled towards a new world where they will be free, apparently. Their world has closed in, reduced to what the virus fear tells them they can do. Now trapped in the digital system, they will be fed synthetic, genetically modified nutrients labelled as jabs over and over again. This is not natural, not aligned with nature. Any tree can tell you that. No one will thrive in this new world, edge or centre. Disapproval? It doesn't matter to me anymore. I know what a healthy ecosystem looks like, and what's on offer is not it. If you're an edge dweller too, you're not alone. Shine your light of difference. It helps us find each other. Get in touch. I'd love to connect. And for those in whom a little bell may be ringing, I offer the list below, a gateway towards some nourishment from the edge. All our wisdom is stored in the trees. Santosh Kalwar. So please come and join me on my new Radical Self-Care channel on Telegram, or you can check out the list, Pandemic Podcast, Heart Group, Doctors for COVID Ethics, the Swiss Policy Research, the High Wire, Frontline Doctors in the USA, Voices for Freedom in New Zealand. Thank you for listening.